This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Housing Administration is loosening up qualifications for loans for people who want to buy condominiums. The agency restricted those loans during the 2008 financial crisis. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports buying a condo could get easier and riskier.
Condos are generally cheaper than single-family homes, so they've traditionally been attractive to first-time buyers. South Carolina real estate agent Tina Goddard says her clients often can't make a 5% down payment and do rely on the FHA.
They need help getting into a property, and the condition and the price point works, but because of the kind of loan it requires, they can't get in it.
Condos are complicated. Multiple owners share responsibility for rooftops, decks, plumbing, and electric wiring. So over the past decade, FHA has required entire buildings to be certified before issuing a loan. Starting in October, some loans will again be available for single units. That'll add risk to the agency's portfolio. But former FHA head Edward Golding says the whole point is to offer low-barrier loans.
I often jokingly say someone has to be above average on the risk. Not every product can be below average.
The FHA estimates it could issue as many as 60,000 new home loans at a time when first-time home buyers are finding themselves priced out of an expensive housing market. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.